Blog Talk Radio.
Now, you might not be mad, but I'm mad as fuck, man. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these haters. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Because I love
fresh
hands. I be thinking they high. And I love fresh hands. Trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah.
Really, I'm not. Yup, now I found the beat, so I'm releasing some steam. I'm killing everything I'm seeing if it ain't on my team. All these broke, needy baby having bitches. Only out for riches. Fucking and sucking mouth always open like she at the dentist. That ain't the business, bitch. You ain't got no loyalty.
Nope.
But that's okay, because daggers got more bitches than sorority.
Respect my authority.
You didn't hear the consequence. Grab a bitch by her hair. Swing her till her weave rips. Grab a fucking tip till her nip tips turn blue. While she's swinging from her ankle saying, you crossed the line, bitch, and wanted to happen. Was already getting over, but your gums kept flapping. So I'ma sew them up, quick shut. Kicking bitches in the gut. Treat them like I'm driving buses. Hit them with an uppercut. Knock her out, wake her up. My hatred is pure. Breaking fingers, toes, nails. Fuck your mani and your pedicure. How much can a bitch endure? Why you have to hurt my heart? I'm keeping you alive as I start cutting off your body parts. Told you not to fucking start. Wipe your blood from off my brow. Thought it was over then? Nah, bitch,
it's over now.
Why?
Really,
I'm not. Cause I love.
Love.
Get it, they just keep sidestepping. They always one step behind me, wanna sloppy my seconds. And if you get it, then it lets me know what type of bitch you really is. So much in common, babies, mamas, daddies, lot of kids. Oh, wait, I get it now. Snip a line and feel the punch. You just a ratchet ghetto, ghetto version of the Brady Bunch. If that's the best you got, you think I'm with it, I'm not. You mad because I get to travel and you stuck on the block? Well, that's your fucking job. Keep hating on what daddy do. If I rock bottom, well, I'm still higher than you. Bitch, niggas check them once, never give a second look. Too busy in the street, so they be stalking me on Facebook. Shaking niggas more than dice, can't afford to buy. Like you fuck my bitch, she a hoe, not a housewife. You think you gang stripes? Nah, nigga, never that. Keep the best all to myself. You can have the scraps. Moving on, ain't looking back. Petty shit I will ignore, cause I'm like, and you cracked out like a, ain't even gotta check the score. In the end, I'm gonna win. Eating real good, you just a starving Ethiopian. You wanna come and get it, cause I finished, but I don't begin. Went to med school, learned a lot from Dr. Vorkian. Everybody's out of line, no one wants to straighten up. I care about my life, but on the mic, I don't give a fuck. Kill him, use a paper cut. Hang a nigga by his thumbs. Louisville slug. Caved in the lung. I'm having so much fun. Where my pliers at? I rip out a nigga's teeth. Drinking on a Similac. Stab him in his kneecaps. Fuck how you feeling. And I'll remove the ribs. Slicing up both of your Achilles tendons. I'll make you beg for death. I'll make it quick. Then I'll send you straight to hell. Well, you know they keep the fire hot.
Stop. That's enough. We thought that you were being good.
I tried, but these niggas and these bitches want to keep it. I wish a nigga would. Fuck your life. I'm getting cash.
Oh, shit. They made Bruce Banner mad.
Jackets on the warpath. Nigga, this the battle song for all of those that keep it real and tired of the tag along. People think I rattle on and wanna kill the dagger. Fine, do what all the haters do. Get a number, get in line.
Get in line, bitch. Fuck the bitches. Fuck the haters. You know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to get that paper. You dig? You know what I'm saying? This how we get down. 4DB with it. You haters can suck a nigga dick. Bring the hook back.
Nah, I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love
fresh
hands. And I love fresh hands. Trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not. Nah, I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love
fresh
hands. And I love fresh hands. Trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not.
About yourself.
I'm the founder of 23 different radical leftist organizations, including the African Fighting Racism and Oppression, or AFRO, if you will, the Black Revolutionary Organization, or BRO.
Yeah, sure. People tell me I look like Bill Cosby all the time. I mean, excuse me, Dr. Bill Cosby, especially when I wear these sunglasses.
Yeah, my name is Riley, son. But you know, niggas call me AKA Riley Escobar, you know what I'm saying? Cause I be in the streets, you know? I got all kinds of names like HR Paper Stacks, also known as AKA Horse Choker, and also the Black Revolutionary Underground Heroes.
Bruh?
Yeah, bruh. AKA Pillsbury Dope Boy, AKA Lewis Rich.
Like the turkey, baby?
Fresh with it, you know, fresh the best with it, gang representative, and I'm banged out on Bang Out Radio. Hey, my nigga, it's Slap Sunday. Play some of them slaps for me. Hey, pass the blunt, Dagger. Damn. With it, boys, bitch.
What's cracking, y'all? Slap Sundays, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Thanks for tuning in. If you're tuning in live, and as always, let's just get the business out of the way because I got to learn a lot of new music I got to get to. Then open up the phone lines. See who's out there tonight. Excuse my background. I don't know if you can hear it, but the African family next door is throwing a party, so it sounds like, you know, it may sound like a nigga's watching The Jungle Book or fucking Lion King. I don't know, but y'all might not be able to hear it. It looks like they're toning it down a little bit. But just in case y'all do hear some shit like that, don't think no crazy shit, all right? It's just Africans next door. First off, shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays, no West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with my co-host Queen V, and no Fuck You Fridays, all right? So thank you very much, Topaz, for allowing me to do my thing over here, chill, max, relax, and just give a place, like I said, for real independent artists to do their thing and to get heard and network and just do what we do, all right? Next, all independent artists, by the way. Everybody just takes the time out of their day. I got them getting mixed up. All independent artists. Everybody out there doing their music thing. Keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending me your music, and we will find a place for it in rotation. I'm telling you, in any new music that I get before the following show, will be amongst the first in rotation on that following show. So make sure you get it in as soon as possible, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And then, of course, just last but not least, is anybody that talks about the show, spreads word about the show, supports these independent artists, supports me, supports what we got going on over here, supports this reality radio we got going on. Make sure you keep doing that as well because, again, it's all about word of mouth. We ain't doing no real promotions, nothing like that. Like I said, if they don't know about it, you got to tell them, all right? And then if they doubt us, then fuck them. But if they with it, let them know where they can find us and we in the game, all right? Because we are all in this together. So, yeah, remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me. And I got to get to these brand new slappers, new in rotation, y'all, all right? So first up, A-Dog featuring Slim, Go Slow. Let's roll.
You should expect nothing less when you mean the most. Kissing on your neck, smelling your head when we close. You know I come correct, it's just wrong if I don't. Okay then, I'm anxious, I won't wait then. We won't make it back to the crib, won't that so bad like right here. She lean back, know where to run, dear. You can get it to the AM. Haven't seen you all day, so the boy A impatient. But I did promise to go slow. I really can't handle when you throw it on the low, though. Go crazy off the curves, got your boy going loco. My motive to get you caught up, now who's in trouble? Hold up, before I make a mistake and make a uh-oh. Went from being a knot, showing the belt to the buckle. Do your dance, you make me go, go. You got your boy amp, but won't romance, so I'll go slow.
Since you want it non-stop, I'm like, till the morning comes. She says, I'm touching like a rock, so I lay her on the table. And now she wants me to go slow, go slow, go slow.
Trick, but I make you disappear.
With a rabbit, I got the ass.
I'm going in, ain't the magician's head. Vandal that, I breaks it in. Can you handle that? Don't hold it in. Don't front, back, get up on the ride of what I'm droving it. I'm nice with it, this wifey. Fast eye on the bipolar. Mad props when you throw that. Stand out, I'm not on this.
On the real, is how you feel?
Yep, you see, that's how I feel. Come through and I demo it. Wreck that, I explode in it. Let's keep below pro. Nah, who care, who knows, though. Let's keep the door closed. Don't matter, neighbors know. Yo, hey, what I picture is perfect, no photo. Go from the kitchen to the sofa to the floor, though. Huh, it's for show, though. You already know, though. I'm doing the most, though. I like that. Let's go.
When I'm in it, don't stop, get it, talking go slow, but that rough, she with it, with it.
She wanna stop, a night till the morning comes. She says her passion like a rough,
Squad. Like I'm Bruce Lee. Kicking with my niggas like I'm Bruce Lee. Nigga, like I'm Bruce Lee. I just kick it with my niggas like I'm Bruce Lee. We don't fuck with people, niggas, nah, cause we Bruce Lee. All my niggas in the circle, nigga, Bruce Lee. Kicking shit with my homies like I'm Bruce Lee. We ain't fucking with them niggas, they ain't Bruce Lee. All my niggas kicking like we Bruce Lee. All my niggas kicking like we Bruce Lee. We don't give a fuck, we kicking bricks like they Bruce Lee. Chop a brick like it's Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee, all my niggas Bruce Lee. You ain't fucking with me, kicking shit like Bruce Lee. Kicking shit like Bruce Lee. All my niggas in the field, we like 30 deep. Bitch, I'm Gucci down, probably red bottoms on my feet. Bitch, I'm Blood Gang, so it's red bottoms on my feet. Pull up next, I'ma fix 28 on my feet. I don't give a fuck, we phone riding in the industry. I don't give a fuck, we ain't fucking with the industry. Fuck fame, get money, fuck the industry. I can't stress enough, I'm smoking loud, no more stressing. Cut it up, nigga, looking proud, Smith and Wesson. If you try to jump up on the team, you get smacked in. All my niggas clapping, kicking, whipping in the kitchen. I don't give a fuck, we chopping shit just like it's Bruce Lee. I ain't fucking with them if they ain't with Bruce Lee. All these niggas talking shit, we lay you down like Bruce Lee. Get your ass beat, no Jet Li, Bruce Lee. All my niggas started this, started from the bottom. We ain't drag nigga, but we started from the bottom. All my niggas whipping pots and these kitchens getting modest. I don't give a fuck, that bad bitch, she on that molly. All these land niggas smoking loud in the club. We don't give a fuck, throw it up, peace up. All my niggas clapping with that Mac if you tripping. All my niggas in the strip club straight tipping. Bitch, we got them bands, bitch. Yeah, we got them bands kicking shit like Bruce Lee. I got the hella fans. Everybody on my dick now, cause I made it. And I ain't even tripping, cause the nigga static faded. No more stressing on my nerves, calm from this kush. Niggas smoking only Reggie Bush. We don't give a fuck, you niggas lame and you acting. If you come to my set, I bet my niggas clapping. What's happening, huh? Nigga, like I'm Bruce Lee. I just kick it with my niggas like I'm Bruce Lee. We don't fuck with fool niggas, nah, cause we Bruce Lee. All my niggas in the circle, nigga, Bruce Lee. Kicking shit with my homies like I'm Bruce Lee. We ain't fucking with them niggas, they ain't Bruce Lee. All my niggas kicking like we Bruce Lee. All my niggas kicking like we Bruce Lee. We don't give a fuck, we kicking bricks like they Bruce Lee. Chop a brick like it's Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee, all my niggas Bruce Lee. You ain't fucking with me, kicking shit like Bruce Lee.
That's right, Solid Man, Shine, let's get it.
I'm chilling in the back, sipping vodka and some wine. Shorty holla at me, she say I look so fine. My bling bling glittering like the stars in the sky. My flow is really hot, you better turn your AC on.
I'm cruising on my 6-4 with fresh new stone and shit some. Better make this body crack it, you know me, I ain't stopping. I'm cruising on my 6-4 with fresh new stone and shit some. Better make this body crack it, you know me, I ain't stopping.
My style is really funky. Big up to my money makers and all the G's. I'm a humble.
humble type of guy. When he see me, show some love.
I'm cruising on my 6-4 with fresh new on a shit song. About to make this body crack it. You know me, I ain't stopping. I'm cruising on my 6-4 with fresh new on a shit song. About to make this body crack it. You know me, I ain't stopping.
I'm a shiny star, cause people show me love. I've been dreaming of it all along, but now I'm on the top.
Your girl won't stop flirting. Watch me take it to the top. Got you chilling in my spot. Every girl wants good loving. Every girl wants good hugging. My music will keep bumping. My fans will keep supporting me. Money we always calling. 12 Maybachs, black on black. Gucci outfit, black on black. I'm the boss cause I pay the cost. When you see me, better get lost. Show some love, don't show hate. Thinking of better days while singing Amazing Grace.
Singing some songs.
Tune in to Slab Sundays with your boy, the Dagger, West Coast, all day. Yeah, man.
Yeah, y'all, we back. Slab Sundays, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you just chill in the queue, or you can press 1 to holler at me, all right? And let's go to the phone lines. What it do, Levi? How you feeling?
What's good, homie? Shit, just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Got my new, you know what I'm saying? Got my new recruit on the line. I think he still got his phone on mute. Hey Trey, take your phone off mute. I told that nigga to put it on.
Hello.
Yeah, Trey. I'm live.
Oh, there you go. So, what it do? What it do, boss man? Go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody.
What's up? My name is Trey. I'm new to the team. My team is SME, Street Money Empire, Street Money Entertainment. We in there. We doing this thing. It's 2013, about to take over. I'm a young stunner from Oklahoma. I'm planning to come out this year with a bang and just release a whole bunch of songs, release a whole bunch of bangers, and just let people know what we're about.
As you said, man, we'll be waiting for it, man. Can't wait to world premiere some of the things going on, man. But Levi, that's what else going on, man? New recruits, man, everything, the album, I know 2013, end of the year, everything still dropping on time?
Oh, yeah, man. Matter of fact, the actual official release date, December 19th, 2K13, The Gift and the Curse, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I still don't know about the Black Rose, but it's coming out sometime in 2014. But we're going to drop the compilation album, SME compilation album, since it's a grand comeback, you know. So, you know what I'm saying? You know me, dog. I stay moving.
As you should, man. Ain't got no time to stop, man. Time, like I said, time cannot be wasted for nothing. Man, y'all hanging out tonight? Y'all just stopping through?
I just came through, you know what I'm saying, so he can get a feel for the radio, you know what I'm saying?
So we're going to set up, I need the first two singles when they get done, then we can set up that live interview or world premiere to do the whole thing. You already know how to get down, Levi. We're going to set that up real nice.
Well, you're going to have actually four singles because we doing both part of the new artists at the same time. So we're going to work.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
For sure. Well, like I said, man, whenever y'all ready, we're going to set that up, man. So I'll be right here waiting. You already know where I'm at.
Yeah, man.
All right, Levi. All right, Trey, man. Looking forward to hearing from you, man. Looking forward to hearing the music, and we'll see y'all when y'all get that shit situated, man. We're going to world premiere right here on Bang Out. And let's get right back into some more slappers real quick, y'all, because, I'm going to sip this drink I got real quick because I got to get into my mojo. I'll holler at y'all later, and we'll be right back.
Crumb bitches, man, you boo-boo. You claim this pussy throwback, you love it, and I know that. You trying to make a reason for why that dick is so whack. Nigga, you flawless to yourself, yes, you your own fan. You a real nigga, not a grown man. Laid up at my house, rent-free, you should be ballin'. Got a pussy line talking about money calling. You ratchet, how you call him, looking good, but you busted. I'm in love with a nigga, can't be trusted. You blew your own mind, never thought I'd be a chaser. I'm only after paper, Don Juan couldn't break her. Your eyes grow big when I pick her. You wanna know my game, but you too slow to pick up. I'm trying to have your baby, you took the rubber off your plate. Now you trying to run out, clinic time, I ain't crazy. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. You the type of fuck boy that you set up. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. And you the type of fuck boy that you set up. High fuck for cash, but I'm not a hoe. The same way you always hustling, but stay broke. Want me to slob on your musty knob? I got a pen, I got the net, nigga, find a job. All your shine is fake, you waiting on that big break. Just to fall again, fucking with a snowflake. Look, the head is straight, the dick is weak. The little dough you had, you try to floss and spent it last week. I'm tired of paying for your re-up, nigga. Always needing something ass, nigga. I'm tired of you running around like you official. Ain't off of no gas. Want me to come get you. Call me back, girl. You the type to get lost unless you got a girl. Picking up your pieces, adding glue to your puzzles. Accepting your phone calls when these hoes hit you with trouble. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. You the type of fuck boy that you set up. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. And you the type of fuck boy that gets set up. Nigga, I'm broke.
Say hello to the dirt. I'm a broke nigga, bitch. You a dirt. You a dirtbag bitch. You a broke ass trick. Don't see dirtbag shit. Who the fuck you think you're talking to? And if I'm broke, who the fuck are you? I'm smoking on this good herb. You smoking stress on the kids' herb. You're not a bad bitch, bitch. You a dessert. All in the dirt with the lizard. You're nothing but a flipper. You a ratchet ass bitch plus a
nigga,
stripper.
I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. You the type of fuck boy that you set up. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. And you the type of fuck boy that you set up. Nigga, I'm broke.
Thank you.
party started, now let's go. It's going down like a limbo. I'm single, ready to mingle. Every time I see her, she makes me tingle. Never had a problem getting in the club. She's so sexy, she light up my light bulb. If you got a man, I don't give a tonight's the night, girl, we gonna make love. It's about to go down, me and you. The club's so crowded, it's hard to get through. But trust me, girl, I'm going to get through. Cause I can't keep my eyes off of you, she's dirty. Dancing, grooving to the beat. I'ma make sure I boom, 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 boom when I finally get to meet the party starter.
She's up in the club, dancing to the music. All these other girls, they got nothing on you. You're a party starter. You're a party starter.
See the party starter, now let's go. It's going down like a limbo. I'm getting close, getting closer. Fit to go down like a roller coaster. Here I go, ready or not. Cause this bad boy here ready to rock. And you the baddest girl in the spot. She's so hot, I hit the jackpot. Excuse me, can I get by? Excuse me, trying to get through. Excuse me, I'm being polite. Excuse me, what you gonna do? She dirty, dancing, grooving to the beat. I'ma make sure I boom, 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 boom when I finally get to meet the party starter.
She's up in the club, dancing to the music. All these other girls, they got nothing on you. You're a party starter. You're a party starter.
Now shake what your mama gave you.
Shake what your mama gave you.
Now shake what your mama gave you.
Shake what your mama gave you.
She dirty, dancing, grooving to the beat. I'ma make sure I boom, 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 boom when I finally get to meet the party starter.
She's up in the club, dancing to the music. All these other girls, they got nothing on you. You're a party starter. You're a party starter.
And I say go, y'all say DJ go.
DJ
go,
DJ.
Tell the DJ bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Go, 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 go.
She the party star, the party star.
Get down.
She the party star, the party star.
Get down.
Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go.
She's up in the club, dancing to the music. All these other girls, they got nothing on you. You're a party starter. You're a party starter.
Now shake what your mama gave you.
Shake what your mama gave you.
Now shake what your mama gave you.
Shake what your mama gave you.
She dirty, dancing, grooving to the beat. I'ma make sure I boom, 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 boom when I finally get to meet the party starter.
Ow! The beat got you a fool for this one.
Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back.
Don't call this a comeback. I've been here for years, so don't call this a comeback.
I got a B-side manner, must fit stay listed. If I was a pimp, I'd make them call me delicious. They rub up on me like I'm granting three wishes. I already bought cakes and eye candy, and they're both two dishes. While I'm dishing culinary cutlery in a zen position, I'm cuffing hip-hop, making that bitch play a position. Jewelry and toolery is what they be wishing. And if you got enough to pitch in, then hit me on the gangsta goddess, and I'm dishing everything about the underground hip-hop. What you thought we was making a comeback? Nick, please stop. I got exactly what you need. Project Clone was the proceeding. Good life was the beginning. Medusa, J. Piss, that's Mean Green.
Don't call this a comeback. I've been here for years, so don't call this a comeback. Don't call this a comeback. I've been here for years, so don't call this a comeback. Don't call this a comeback. I've been here for years, so don't call this a comeback. Don't call this a comeback. I've been here for years, so don't call this a comeback.
It's not a comeback. I've been on deck before burning CDs. I dropped my cut to cassette. In 92, signed to Wild West, the bunk label that paid me cash to learn the rap game. Dropped 9 South 8 and 9 4, an underground classic that was lacking the promo. Fuck the rap game, I'm too sexy, ridiculous. I moved the game with my ball sack, thoughts meticulous. Come back, I was here for years. Dealt with disappointments and shed tears. Ask your peers, superb, the veteran, professional rapper, getting hit, watching David Letterman. Evolved to Jay Real. Any kind of business, show me Frank, you got a deal. Charles Brock and Pistola J. Cabby be cook, page one of your underground G's yearbook.
This is the digital lifestyle of the Hollywood Square.
I got these rappers mad cause I don't play like a rookie. And I got these hoes mad cause I refuse to pay for pussy. Searching for the best, I tell these niggas looky looky. Fuck boys, start hating, ask them if they wanna cook.
Hey, nigga wanna cook.
I'm crazy ill and these haters can't swallow that. I make the crowd scream just to ask them who they hollering at. I mad, keep these girls on the holler back and they be on me like I'm giving away Prada bag. Wasn't gonna leave home, but this money got me back. Out in the fresh tee, the color of Obama's tag. Tryna push a whip the color of Obama's dad. Tryna have enough power to make Obama mad. I put that real ass shit in your speakers and the flow gives them chill bumps, jeepers, creepers. Put me on your song, you know it will be a heathen. Since I'm twice the artist, call it a double feature, I'm back.
I'ma keep it 100 with you boys, I don't care what you think about me.
What you think about me?
Man, I've been going hammer my head hard. I force them to respect my G. I rep my hood to the fullest, so you niggas know where I be.
Niggas know where I be.
And if you wanna watch the best, be the best, best, you're welcome to come see.
I'm a real nigga for real nigga, and they face like what's the deal nigga. Putting shakes on all you feel niggas, they be like I don't wanna deal with them. They think I'm crazy, loco and all that. When the team pull up with them fofos and ball bats, I out the blunt like where the alcohol at. Then I grab your hoe when she telling you to fall back. Folk like me made the game, how you want it nigga bang? Oh you don't? Then salute my kind, Major Payne. See, I ain't playing opposite of mainstream. But stacking this bread and blowing these trees is still the main theme. And it's 10 million niggas out here with the same dream. But I'm the truth, so we ain't playing for the same team. Well, I'ma take this shit you already know. And for these haters, I'ma go and drop this hook on you hoes. Well, I'ma take this shit you already know. And for these haters, I'ma go and drop this hook on you hoes. Like,
I'ma keep it 100 with you boys, I don't care what you think about me.
What you think about me?
Man, I've been going have my head hard. I force them to respect my G.
Force them to respect my G.
And I rep my hood to the fullest, so you niggas know where I be.
Niggas know where I be.
And if you wanna watch the best, be the best, then you're welcome to come see.
Well, no, we ain't fine.
But I always say the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
What?
Simply because you don't have evidence that something does exist does not mean that you have evidence that something doesn't exist.
What?
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English in what?
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yeah.
So you understand the words I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is that there are known knowns and that there are known unknowns, but there's also unknown unknowns, things we don't know that we don't know.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more time.
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy, The Dagger. 24/7, man. I don't give a fuck for the show on or not. Go ahead, my sister. Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where it need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard the daddy, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This is where champions are made. No distractions. Like a quick stop, don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lives, haven't looked into their eyes. Sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line. My speed is on the line, I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind, I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing, you bastard. This is another classic. You should tell Houdini that I stole this fucking neck. I'm making it disappear, now she never wanna leave me. She never wanna leave.
Yeah, yeah, we back. Slap Sundays, The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And remember, as always, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me. I'm trying to get my phone line situated right now, so it may take me a minute, but feel free to call in. But first thing I want to get into, man, talking about drink, man. First thing, man, drinking this beer. I don't even drink beer, but I have absolutely nothing else to drink, and I wanted some type of alcohol, so getting my cut on, not extra on right now, I guess. And I don't know how people just drink these, like go through a whole six pack by themselves. This shit is nasty to me, and it's forcing me to take it down right now. But I do got some weed though, so we're gonna have a smoke session later, y'all. So make sure y'all ready for that. But first news story I wanted to get into at least. I don't know if y'all been paying attention, if y'all been heard what's going on about this dude from Papa John's, the Papa John's. Delivery driver who got caught on his phone butt dialing the customer he just delivered to, but doing all kind of racial rants, nigga this, nigga that, da 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 da, you know, making fun and everything and all. So I got a little bit of that recording here. I'm gonna try to play so y'all can get an idea of what we're talking about here. But at the same time, I'm only bringing this up because, not to sound like a complete asshole like always or anything like that, but I mean, I don't understand what the point people get all riled up over this stuff is, because I mean, all it is just proof that people are still racist. Like, this ain't something we don't know. You know how much shit people talk when they ain't around other people? That's what I mean. You don't understand. White people talk about black folks talk about white oriented. Everybody talks about everybody when everybody feels like they're in their comfort zone. The only thing this motherfucker did wrong, really, was butt dial and watch it and got his phone off all in the wrong place and everything. But he ain't no different from nobody else. I'm even sure the people that he was talking about are people that talk shit about other people when they ain't around sometimes. You know, it's just what people do. People talk shit. We get a little racist. If it's a bunch of black folks around, you know, we get a little racist sometimes. I mean, you never know what the conversation may go. And I definitely know white folks start talking shit all the time. A lot of white folks are still mad about a lot of things. So, I mean, if you think that shit ain't still going on, then, I mean, there's something wrong with you. But at the same time, like I said, I don't know. I'll let y'all be the judge. I don't know if you heard. Let's see. Hopefully y'all can hear this. Hold on. Let's see if we can get this going the right way. Hold on.
Not at all.
Hold on, y'all. Sorry. Oh, my bad, y'all. Sorry about that. Got to do a mass reset real quick. Don't know what just happened. But if you heard, I mean, at least if you heard a little bit of that, it's just, nigga, oh, nigga. I mean, I'm sorry. If it makes me laugh, then it ain't that bad. I'm sorry. I mean, because I laugh at stupidity. So, I mean, racial stupidity is stupidity. So, I mean, I laugh at it. It's not more so, people shouldn't get mad at the fact that people are racist. People should laugh at how stupid racists are. You know, as much as I try to find a silver lining on things and everything like that, this is one of those silver linings because, I mean, okay, he did the rant. I mean, the most he got, you made the dude from Papa John's, the head guy, you made him have to give a public apology to everybody. And then the two people, whoever the guy was doing the racist shit and whoever he was talking to, both of them lost their jobs. I mean, okay. No big deal. No big, you know, why are people getting all amped up? Why is this news? Why is it being spread around like this? Why is it of somewhat importance? Shit, why am I even talking about it? Just because, like I said, it's dumb. And I'm just more so dumb. I'm more so mad at the fact that, like I said, it's like people think that there is no racism. It's like people think that everything's all perfect. Everybody thinks everything's all good. These are the things. That's what pisses me off about it, because it's like when I heard it and I heard about it and I'm like, okay, well, what did he say? Nigga, nigga, nigga. How many motherfuckers are saying nigga all? I be at the parks playing ball or walking around in certain areas sometimes, or just driving down the street, and you hear Mexicans or people in the other car calling each other nigga. You hear white people. I mean, nigga shouldn't even be a bad racist word no more. Nigga don't even matter. That shit been used so much and so long. I know there's people out there that's like, man, nobody should ever use the N word ever. We're African American, black. You know, y'all focus on the wrong things way too much. The people blow up the wrong shit. And like I said, they're blowing this up, this racist rant, and I feel they're blowing this up because they're trying to cover something else up. You know what I mean? They're throwing out shit that's like bullshit that people are going to get all amped up about to try to give y'all something to try to hide your eyes from something else, probably something else, whatever really is going on in the world. I don't know. But it's just dumb shit. Because, I mean, I just found it kind of, like I said, I just found it kind of hilarious. I mean, it's just how stupid people can be. That's what's funny. But these people are all upset and everything. I mean, what you want, free pizza? I mean, what the fuck? What are you really? And then you get all amped up and do all that just to get these people fired. Is that going to stop them from being racist? Is that going to stop them from talking shit when people ain't around? I mean, as long as they ain't spitting your food or shitting your food or anything like that, then, I mean, you should be straight. I mean, I would have just found it funny. Like I said, I wouldn't have went all overboard like everybody else did and everything. I would have found it funny. Let dude have butt down me, and then I was listening to that. I would have recorded and everything, but I would have waited. I would have stayed on the phone the whole time, waiting for him to pick up. Like, hey, it's the nigger. I heard you had a problem. You know, but I would have talked to redneck. Like, I heard you had a problem. I heard, you know, I had heard that you had a problem with the tip I had given you based off the pizza that you had brought me. Now, if there's a problem, you know where I stay at, right? You was just here. Feel free to come back, all that shit you was talking. You know what I mean? And I would have told him, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to post this up over here. You're about to get fired. But I would have waited to tell him. You know, I would have waited till he got back on the phone, till he looked at his phone like, oh, shit. Or, you know, and I would have wanted to hear what his excuse would have been. Like, you know, you was trying to, like, yeah, I just been listening. Because I've done that before. It's funny. People have butt dialed me before. Like, girls have done it. Or, people have done that. And you hear the craziest shit sometimes when people don't think anybody else is around. And then people get mad at me because I've done it a few times. And then people notice their phone. Like, I'm just saying now, like, I would have waited for dude. Just like I wait for sometimes other people to just pick up their phone, like, why didn't you hang up? Why did you butt down me? What the fuck am I supposed to hang up for? Like, it sounded like an interesting conversation. I wanted to hear. I thought you wanted me included. It ain't my fault you don't know how to put your phone in the right place where it don't do shit like that. Or you get one of them things where somebody calls you but you don't pick up, but then your answer machine picks up and you got, like, depending on how long your voicemail is, you got, like, a minute to, like, a three-minute message of just God knows what. It's always some interesting shit. Motherfuckers, y'all better be careful, man, who y'all be dialing out here, man, because, like, y'all telling yourself and don't even know it. This shit is crazy, especially all y'all that got something to hide. Luckily, I don't got nothing to hide. I butt down somebody here in my conversation, you'll just be laughing or just be like on some whatever shit. Like I said, I don't got nothing. But y'all, some of y'all be talking about the craziest shit. Like I said, when you think nobody's around, this is why I always don't even speak up that much. This is why I don't talk that much. I like to listen. I'm just really quiet because you'll be surprised at things that people say or, you know, things that people do when they just think nobody's around and nobody's listening. You ever been in a situation like, you ever spent the night at somebody's house or something like that? Maybe family members, friends or whatever. Maybe at a party or something and, you know, people crashed, things like that. You were asleep or something. And maybe you woke up, but you're still laying there. But then you hear people talking and everything. But they may be talking about you or talking about somebody. Oh, shit, hold on, wait. Talking about you or talking about somebody that you may know or something like that. But they think you sleep, so they just talking normal and everything. You just hearing all that shit. It's like, you don't... People are just too loose with shit at the same time. You just can't do shit like that. I'm trying to help y'all, man. I'm trying to save y'all because people get beat up over the dumbest shit. And I don't want y'all getting beat up over nothing. But hold on, I think I got my thing back. Hold on, let me see if I can get this situated. Hold on, y'all. Sorry, hold on. Let's see if we can get the rest of this conversation, get the rest of this song he was playing. Hold on. This that nigga. Like I said, watch out. It's funny. It's to me, it's funny. If anybody's out there actually getting offended by this, then I apologize. But this shit is just dumb how dumb people can be, in my opinion. Light up his path. I'm sorry, I did chuckle just a little bit. Hold on. Now, if I had been the other guy in the car that the dude was talking to, like he was talking all this shit and I was just laughing, I would be mad that I lost my job because, like I said, I didn't say nothing. I can't laugh. I mean, even though, you know, we work for the same company and, I mean, you hear my voice and everything, I mean, I didn't say anything technically why I got to get fired because he's a dumbass, you know, like, and I rode in the wrong car and I rode in the wrong delivery car this evening. It's kind of fucked up. But again, should they have lost their job? I don't know. On the working side of it, my thing is, as long as you're doing your job, then so be it. It's not like he was calling the people a nigger to their face when he walked into the door like, hey, what's up, nigger? Here's your pizza, and threw it in their face. You know? Because like I said, think about it, everybody. If you got think about the conversations you had in the privacy of your own home or whatever. Or think about the things you may have said to certain people, everything like that. If you could get in trouble for the shit that you said, don't you think there would be a lot more people in trouble? You know, he just happened to get caught. So, I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't got a job and everything, so I just feel bad about anybody losing their job over some bullshit or some stupidity, even if it's this. But at the same time, it was his dumb ass fault. So he ain't got nobody to blame but himself. All right. But what to do, MIA? What you think about that?
Well, honestly, it's crazy that that even came up because I was just dealing with a situation because I just recently got a new job. And it's like I'm not the only black person there, but I'm the only young black girl. And it's like so many people, oh, my God, you got some spice up in here. And thank God we got a black girl whoopee whooping on and shit like that. Because I work at 7-Eleven, and, you know, 7-Eleven is not known for, like, black people, you know? Mm. So it's like I felt that if they would hire, you know, more black people in jobs, period, they wouldn't talk about us so much because they act like we out here really not trying to do shit, you feel me? And I was just, like, saying earlier that if it wouldn't be so, like that nowadays, that we would get more respect, you know what I mean? And just like they used to call us all kind of names back in the day, and I was even saying that, you know, how the other races be calling us, you know, nigga and stuff like that. And
right. Like, we call each other that, not just us.
Yeah, each
it's
other.
It's like I said, it's like niggas, like a nigga's name now. Like, instead of, if you don't know somebody's name, you just say nigga and it'll just be cool and everybody'll be straight.
Yeah, exactly, right? So it's like, I just feel that everybody should be just a little bit more open-minded and stop, like, taking things so much to the head. You know what I mean? Get over it. Get the fuck over it. Do something for yourself. Make your own name for yourself.
Yeah, there it is.
You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. So we'll be right back, y'all. We're about to jump into Dagger's Double Play real quick. So, holler at y'all in a second. Wait, thought we were going to get Dagger's Double Play. Hold on. Boom. Damn. Always something. Come on. You can do it. Bam, there we go. Should work. Try to roll up this weed real quick for the smoke session.
Jay Dizzle on the beat.
We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding. We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the West Coast ride. Dagger's loose.
Once again, blood roll, glass of hand, it fizzles for shizzle, nizzle, the fuck it begins. It's gotta be from Jay Dizzle, now we murdering niggas. They forgot the West Coast, full of killers and triggers, cat pillars and crack dealers, car shows, mohos, best flows. I need to sleep, daggers off the no dose. Niggas think I'm soft cause I don't claim a hood and carry guns. Niggas, you ain't hurt, you gotta watch the quiet one. And when you go to choose a bitch, you gotta watch the quiet one. When niggas claim to be your friend,
you gotta watch the quiet ones.
I just did a roar,
Rihanna.
You going down, thug like my ass. I beat that bitch up like I'm Chris Brown. Don't disrespect the Western City bitty bird chest. I get you fucked up by bad bitches wearing pig vests. You're not Pac, stop, it's almost gonna test you. Be careful in California, cause this is how the West do.
We vibing,
yep.
West side,
yep.
Where them niggas don't be running nor hiding.
Nope.
We stay high
and
we stay grinding.
Yep. Yeah.
Jay Dizzle got the West Coast riding.
West Coast.
We vibing,
yep.
West side,
uh-huh.
Where them niggas don't be running nor hiding.
Uh-huh.
We stay high
and
we stay grinding.
Yeah.
Jay Dizzle got the West Coast ride.
Fade them all.
Take fade to fade, take her, I terminate your turf.
Terminate.
I'm taking all fades, cause talking just make it worse. Yeah, since birth I've been serving, so it's certain I'm strapped. So it's curtains when I'm serving, cause I'm smashing with the Mac. Machete the madman, my matchup get mashed on. Rearrange your frame, competitors get the chrome. Zones are that good, a pocket full of paper. Proceed with caution, steel flossing in a scraper. Western Avenue, west side of the West Coast. You know I fade them all, fatality from the death stroke. The Tef smoke linger, nothing else remains. The light is from the beam. Paint the picture out of pain. Aim and pop, but fuck it, we can get down. With the real Triple H, Hank Hoodlum,
good
bell. We vibing,
yep.
Yeah, I'm riding.
I'm riding.
I'm info to gray, 6'4 west side.
West side.
We vibing, west siding. Where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the West Coast riding. We vibing, west siding.
where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the West Coast wide.
I'm from the city of the Cadillacs where bitches keep their booty fat. Fitted hats, white tees, best weed and all of that. The city where the paper stacks, the police ain't afraid to jack. Where any day or night, niggas still can make the Shaw crack.
The good old days.
Bring them back as people out and sleeping on us. Acting nervous like a hooker in church Sunday service. You shouldn't be afraid of Cali niggas getting paid. We'll just smoke and drink and bet a thousand on a game of spades. But I be playing bones, dagger skills are certified. Raise my hand really high to slam a yellow. In the West, we got pride. Don't forget, we play for real. He handed me a 20 plus 5 crisp dollar bills. I'm just a ragamuffin, none of y'all can tell me nothing. I start your heart from pumping, think I'm bluffing, start some.
We got the dagger here, tell us what you like to do.
Make money, rap, smoke weed, or ref the W.
We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding. We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding.
Life is full of struggles, lies, pains, and deceit. You're on your knees like a bitch or a man on your feet. That's why I weep for all you people without shedding a tear. Yeah, you drive your own life, but you don't know how to steer. My mind is clear, and I'm focused on the goals that I've set. I'm an ogre for the green, the homies calling the stress. Keep your check, all I want is cash, what did you think? Better yet, direct deposit, put it straight in the bank. Now my business is finished, now it's time for some pleasure.
Black bitch,
Aquanetta,
white bitch,
name Heather. Got my
Indian bitch,
her hair flows like the Navajo. My
Chinese bitch,
here she goes, some young hoe. A really good man, but labeled as a bad guy.
Why?
Because I pop pills, get drunk, and get high.
Whoa.
Let me tell you why, nigga, do the things you gotta do.
Fuck you.
Who is you for me to be explaining to?
Life is fucked up, tell me why should I care?
People hating everywhere, I don't care.
We be screwing us in the dollar we trust.
I let these niggas stand wrong, live back on the crust.
Black.
We just doing us in the dollar we trust.
Dollar
and if you
trust,
niggas stand wrong, live back on the crust.
Black.
Life is fucked up. Tell me why should I care? People hating everywhere I am.
And you can take me on the block or crack your hand. Not for me, but for you, cause I'm stacking grand. Cause I'm an action backpacking action man. In fact, I stand push back in hand. And baby double look back. Like, is it really me? She must have maybe took it all as a silly dream. I'm really with my thing. The skills I bring are top notch. Hot foot in Philly, Philistines in hot spots. What I really mean is I feel sky high. Still leaning and I'm spilling my mind high. If she's unwilling to peel bills, bye-bye. I will steal an ally, still real tight eyes. That good weed got my lungs expanding. And I tell bitches, let's come to this understanding. I want cheese to toss you in rotation. Like DJ Payola in a radio station. Let's go.
Life is fucked up, tell me why should I care? People hating everywhere, I can swear. We be doing us in the dollar we trust. And if you niggas stand wrong, live back on the crust.
Black.
We just doing us in the dollar we trust.
Dollar
and if you niggas stand wrong, live back on the crust.
Uh-huh.
Life is fucked up. Tell me why should I care?
People
hating everywhere I can see. I hear y'all when y'all talk, but what y'all saying is nothing. I turn my old money new, yeah, my vision is buzzing. Y'all niggas stay front, moving nothing, niggas get laughed at. Smoking blunts with Chachi, making bitches set the contact. Begging us to bitch, get your own sack. So what, I got a whole pound stacking up my backpack. You ain't do nothing to help the dagger get to where he's at. You just looking for a spot to put a knife up in my back. Better jump in Jack Flash, you whoopies ain't got no word. I'll spear jackknife a nigga, call me Goldberg. Game is absurd, people out they fucking mind.
You shouldn't talk about him, Dagger.
That's okay, cause so am I. Only difference is y'all niggas like to act before you think. I let a nigga think he got a way to get him next week. Looking in my face, you'll never think I was trouble. I could reach Super Saiyan 4, but I hide my power level.
Life is fucked up, tell me why should I care?
People hating everywhere, I can win. We just doing us in the dollar we trust. And if you niggas stand wrong, live back on the crust.
Black.
We just doing us in the dollar we trust.
Dollar
and if you niggas stand wrong, live back on the crust. Life is fucked up. Tell me why should I care?
Should
people
I
hating everywhere. I can see.
All right, you guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good. Good so far.
All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who will be having an...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
Oh, boy! That means I win! I get to eat...
Oh, God! Why didn't anybody tell you? Oh, my God! My insides are on fire! No, please! No more!
Dad, I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911.
Lois, get in here!
Okay. I think it's all gone. I don't want to. Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Who wants chowder?
What the devil is that?
Peter and Chris. Sounds like they're in trouble.
My God, why is there vomit everywhere?
Is that the Epicac bottle? Oh, no. No, please, not this.
Oh, God, it's not going to be coming out of us. It's going to be going... Oh, dear God. Oh. Yeah, what the hell? I don't want.
Dad, I'm scared.
Oh, God, this is so disgusting. I think I'm going to puke.
Stewie, I don't care what it takes. We have got to fix this. We just ate so much vomit. Brian.
Yo, what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q to question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. I have to do another hard reset real quick, y'all. I don't know what's going on, so again, bear with me, but you can still call in 661-621-7559. As always, just chill in the queue or press 1 to holler at me, and I will bring you in as soon as I can. Get ready. Next, we are going to get into the smoke session. So again, get your blunts, your bongs, zigzags. If you got something to roll up, get that shit ready, because as soon as I get done talking about this, we're going to get right into that smoke session, all right? And then we go all chill, relax, and smoke a blunt together, all right? But a famous storm chaser dodge. I know in Oklahoma they've been having all these tornadoes going down and everything out there. Shouts out again to anybody out in Oklahoma or anybody that knows anybody out there or anything, because like I said, tornadoes ain't no joke. That's why I live in California, because, you know, I can deal with the earth shaking. But the motherfucking wind coming up and picking your ass up and throwing you way, way over somewhere else, you know, all kind of debris and shit and everything. Nah, I can't fuck with that. You know, I'm not doing that. But a famous storm chaser, Tim Samaras, 55, 24-year-old son Paul, and 45-year-old colleague, all three killed in one of the storms that tore through Oklahoma on Friday. Now, I know I'm going to sound like an asshole talking about this, but again, number one, you know, death is never funny, and I'm not trying to downplay anybody that has died or whatever, you know, rest in peace, all that good stuff. But on the other side of that, it's like one of those things, like, that eventually you had to see it coming, right? I mean, I saw the movie Twister. Now, I know movies are an exaggeration of what real life is, or sometimes be dead on or whatever, but if anybody seen the movie Twister, you know, saw, what was it, who was it, Bill Paxton, some white lady was in that movie, I don't know. But, see, this is why I need somebody that can sit on a computer with me while I'm doing the show so they can help me out right now, but no. But if you know the movie Twister, you know, all about twisters and everything, and, you know, at least as far as the movie goes, the motherfuckers, things ain't no damn joke. Now, like I said, I never lived anywhere where there were tornadoes or anything, but I've seen some of the news, and my homeboy stay out there, so he be giving me some stories. But then I look at the satellite pictures. You ever peep the satellite pictures on these tornadoes where it's like they do the before and after, like they show you where shit was before, and then when the twister came by, they show you how it looks right after, and there's big-ass holes and gaps and, you know, all kind of just fucked up shit like that. No, that shit is not the business. It's not. But, again, when you're a storm chaser, when you're chasing the things that can kill you, I just lose a little bit of like, oh, well, he died. Well, okay, well, he died because he was a storm chaser, and I guess he caught the storm, didn't he? Because, I mean, you just got to think about it, man. These tornadoes, like F4s, F5 tornadoes, you know how fast that wind is going where it can, like, pick up, like, fucking, like, literally pick up street signs and because you got to think about it. In a tornado, it's not really the tornado that kills you. If you get caught in a tornado, it's all the debris and shit you're in there floating around with and everything that really fucks you up. You know, all them rocks shooting around and shrapnel damn near and broken signs, barbed wire, all that shit's whipping around there at 200 fucking miles per hour. And then your ass get launched out in the middle of somewhere if you do get to that point. That shit is not a cool way to go. It's kind of like getting thrown in a blender. Garbage disposal. Not the business. So, I mean, for those that go out there and want to chase these things, like, because not only those, I've seen not even the movies, I've seen the other videos where you have storm chasers on their own cameras or their own, you know, phone, video phones and everything trying to record shit. Talking about how close they are and, oh my God, and that was a close call and this and that. It's like, well, what did you expect? And I'm trying to understand, it's like, what kind of rush, is it a rush thing? Are you getting, is it a rush thing? Are you in a rush for something? Not in a rush, but is the adrenaline, I mean, I understand what that's about, but look at it this way. It's like, if you're in the Army people are doing something, you know, to preserve the country, they're getting paid for it, they get benefits, this, that, whatever. You're not getting anything for chasing around a storm. And then your son was out there with you, you know what I mean? That's fucked up. You're 55, you got your 24-year-old son out there chasing around shit just like you with your ass. Then he gets fucked over and he gets killed and your friend. And now, you know, the Discovery Channel wants to dedicate an episode of Storm Chasers to you and, you know, things, which is all good. I mean, I'm not trying to downplay all that and everything, but, my man, you would still be alive if you wasn't out doing that. I mean, simple. And he worked for the Discovery Channel. You know, so the Discovery Channel's all mad and obsessed. So, I mean, maybe it was just his life. Maybe that was just his, you know, this is what, you know, this is part of the job. But, and even look at his car. I'm looking at a picture of his car. Look, it says Tornado Hunt 2013. Yeah, you got caught in a tornado all right. And it looks like he just got, like, crushed. Like, all the airbags blown, the roof caved in. Missing all kind of parts, tires all messed up. But it's not like it was in a fire. I mean, that's just the wind did that. That's some fucked up shit, man. Fucked up. And then, like I said, he also talked about, let's see, what did it say? It says he recalls the time, a close call he had a tornado in South Dakota in 2003 when an F4 dropped from the sky on a sleepy road and he developed three probes in the tornado's path. He deployed three probes in the tornado's path, placing the last one from his car 100 yards ahead of the tornado himself. So, yeah, this is more so, it sounds like it's just like that movie, because, like I said, I saw the movie, at least Twister, where the motherfuckers try to get in the path of the tornado and try to figure out, you know, how, what's in it. And, you know, that kind of science is not important to me. Again, I guess I'm thankful that there are those people out there that are willing to do that. But, again, just like anything else, it's like police officers. It's like if you put yourself in the line of duty of certain things and certain jobs and certain things happen, then it's one of those, like, okay, yeah, sorry to hear that, but, all right, it was expected. Like, again, not to be an asshole, not to be disrespectful to anybody, his family, anything like that, but let's not, like, act like it wasn't going to happen eventually. You know, because, I mean, your job is your credit. What you do will determine what happens, how long you live, and it's just crazy. And it's just sad that his son had to go out with him, too. You know, that's the fucked up part to me, because he just, like, fuck. Because I could just see it. I've seen situations where, you know, sons want to follow in the path of their fathers, you know, family business, do this, do that, you know, and it's just crazy. Like I always say, you never know when something could just end, when shit could be over, even doing something that you love, even if it's dangerous. Shit, man, it's fucked up, y'all. Y'all gotta be careful out there, all right? But again, we're gonna smoke a blunt on that shit, all right? That's how we can honor some shit. That's how we gonna relax. That's what we do. At least that's what I do. I'm not gonna talk about everybody. That's what I do to relax sometimes. Sit back, kick my feet up, spark a blunt, listen to some weed music. So that's what we're about to do right here on Bang On Radio, all right? Officially, we're about to get into the smoke session. So again, I hope you got your blunts, your bongs, zigzags, whatever you rolling up, whatever you got. Get ready to spark that shit, all right? And we'll see y'all in a second. The smoke session. Let's go.
Yo, Hey, I say cop box to another level. Three grunts in rotation, gravity on, waiting on us to reload. Levitation.
Hey.
Getting high like a fucking Haitian. Just because we fucking Haitian. Hot box to another level. Three grunts in rotation, gravity on, waiting on us to reload. Levitation.
Hey.
Getting high like a fucking Haitian. That's because we fucking hate hot box to another level. You can't see a street. Might get burned by the block, cause can't nobody in the seat. Free blood, in rotation, gravity, bone getting lit. Ain't nobody in it. Matter of fact, I'm still in there. A cop coming, hold up, hold up. Who that is? Paranoia made my nigga holler out ideas. But my other nigga told him ain't no quitting this. Another cop coming, hold up, who that is? We so high, we can't believe how we feeling. Niggas ain't even laughing, we just talking endless. Looking out the window like, man, I know they see this. My niggas need to say he just in heaven. Jesus, I wanna feel like that. Bring that blood right back, make sure that bone get patched. No milk, no apple jacks. Just point one of that threat, and we gon' take to the max. Whoa, I might need to relax. We took love. Hot box to another level. Three grunts in rotation, gravity on, waiting on us to reload. Levitation.
Hey.
Getting high like a fucking Haitian. Just because we fucking Haitian.
Hot
box to another level. Three grunts in rotation, gravity on, waiting on us to reload. Levitation.
Hey.
Getting high like a fucking Haitian.
That's
because we fucking Haitian.
Damn.
And all you hear is oh shit.
Oh,
and oh shit.
Oh, shit.
And oh shit.
Damn.
So levitated, only one thing comes to mind. I feel like I'm dinner blind. All I can see is cloud nine. The blood's in his butt, the boss is going at it. Niggas wanna open the door, but no one knocking at it. That's just some coughing habits. Damn, we coughing badly, but we coughing gladly. We can't stop coughing sadly. The music playing, ain't no secret, I'm jamming. My nigga staring at nothing, I'm like, bruh, is you jamming? And he like, hell yeah, why he sit down still? Meanwhile, trying to compare something to the feeling in him. Damn. I ain't never been inside. Now I feel like doing something. Matter of fact, let's take a ride. My niggas say, what you gon' do if you see the cops? And I just say, we ain't gon' get stopped. I took the hot box to another level. Three grunts in rotation, gravity gone, waiting on us to reload. Levitation. Getting high like a fucking Haitian. Just because we fucking Haitian. Hot box to another level. Three grunts in rotation, gravity gone, waiting on us to reload. Levitation.
Hey.
Getting high like a fucking Haitian.
Hey.
Just because we fucking Haitian.
Hey.
Your medical card, light up your marijuana, man, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm coming back. I smoke three blunts of the purple and stuff, Jack and the Sheldon Black. I smoke the bomb. Shit, even my mama know it. Sorry, mom, I love the ganja. That's why I always blow it. I'm a fiend. Addicted to naturality. When the green is in my system, would you love me or be mad at me? Practically, the weed that you smoke, it's irrelevant, man. I blow the good, good enough to take out an elephant, man. The type of shit I bag your niggas buy if I'm selling it, man. Junior Reed, tell these niggas I'm the medicine, man. AKA Mr. One a Month. I spit the THC to make a nigga wanna roll a blunt. Or better yet, probably make you wanna pack a bone. If you high as me, then sing along to the smoking.
I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dreaming master cushion got me blowed out my mind.
I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind.
I got that bomb, but
load out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG Kush, it got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but
what you want, sativa, indica? One have you turned down, the other have you turned up. They both bomb, but that platinum, I had you stuck. I took one hit of the blunt and I start rapping like I was drunk. Close to 500 an ounce, that's what I'm talking about. I been had the keys to this game, probably lock you out. Blowing on that bubble kush hash, that'll knock you out. In the S5, windows up, hot boxing it out. I live my life like it's 420 every day. I blow a half an ounce a day, I hope I keep the back away. Closer to my dreams, I'm getting higher than Guapole. Blowing on this train wreck, I hope it don't wreck my day. All this smoking and coughing, I can't feel my face. I swear the skywalker make me feel like I was out of space. Blowing on this fruit, lemon kush, pineapple grape. If you know me, then trust me when a nigga
say, I got that bomb, hey. I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming, master kush, it got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG kush, it got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming, master cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but
you're listening to another
production.
Smoke some, bitch. Ha good. Smoking now, you really on whatever, yeah. Rope, smoke, rope, smoke.
I got racks and my racks got racks. I say with a pack, you go trees, I control my shit. What you know about that? I take the seven and a natural back. Wouldn't make a back with a hemp, quick to light my shit. That's gonna make you trip. You ain't smoking, I can smoke, and I got recipes to lift. Talking perk, zona, plus some kush. That's what's in my slip. I get high, I can't even lie. Birds are under eye. If Superman was to get this high, I know that boy would die. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, dumb like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, dumb like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Kush joints, bean joints, really it's whatever. That be me, I be rolling really on whatever. Popping off to fry my brain, but I'm also clever. Take a bong and pack that shit. Talk to the things of weather, never talk when I hit that shit. My lungs been dead cause the bitch can rip. Split that 2-3 feet long, that's my food, y'all name my bone. Smoke every day like deep and song. In that 40, that be my zone. Pack that 40, that be my song. Gun stop to lick it down. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, dumb like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, dumb like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Nah, I posted up my swag on him. I be damn this on a whim. Smoking on this Cali bud, but it just got back from Amsterdam. Hey, plans, yeah, I stay fly. Say the game, that just ain't I. My eyes stay red because I'm high. Smoking to this lullaby. Pass out, can't if I try. Just say, roll brain, riff I. Pencil on some other shit. Pencil on some double shit. See me in some trouble shit. I light them up and take one hit. Now you tell me how many it is. What it takes for you to get as high as I get. No puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. Thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, dumb like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, something like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, dumb like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, something like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, dumb like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, something like my trunk.
This right here, this is an infamy beat. It's an Imperial Production presentation. Yeah.
I'm rolling up. Yeah. Purple stuff out in my cup. Yeah. Ain't no smell out in my truck. Damn, a nigga fucked up. Little mama starstruck. Pass that girl another cup. Two more since I'm in love. Four more since she turned up. Flop a yap and burn up. Pretty titties, no good. First she kept them legs shut. Now them thighs open up. Damn, man, I'm so high. Feel like I can kiss the sky. White willow made me fly. I tell the truth, no lie.
Yeah.
This right here is for your fiends. Y'all know that boy be on that lean. Y'all know that girl be blowing trees. Sesame seeds, lima beans. Purple stuff, collard greens. Jolly Ranchers, mold please. Jolly Ranchers, mold please. Jolly Ranchers, mold please. Damn, I wanna touch somebody. Damn, I wanna touch somebody.
Yeah.
Little mama got somebody. Play the girl like a Natari.
Yeah.
Then she ride it like a holly. Pop a molly, cone a potty. Roll the gas, fuck the body. Beat it up until it's sloppy.
Yeah.
Pour some more up in the cup. Watch that girl that drink it up.
Yeah.
Roll some more up in the dutch. Watch that boy that plays it
yeah.
up. Lima beans and collard greens. Purple stuff in this list.
Yeah,
this right here for your true fiends. All my true G's know what I mean.
Yeah.
This right here is for your fiends. Y'all know that boy be on that lean. Y'all know that girl be blowing trees. Sesame seeds, mama beans, purple stuff, collard greens. Jolly Ranchers, mold please. Jolly Ranchers, mold please. Jolly Ranchers, mold please. Little mama sip that potion,
yeah.
Now that boy that taste solution.
Yeah.
Then he dive into her ocean, now that boy be fresh from inside of bed, I place Maruga, then we try to Kama Sutra. Blew that thing just like a Hoover, slow it up just like a scooter. Beat it up just like a Cooper,
yeah.
Slow jam, call it Luther. While I think I'm seeing three, too much energy in me. Whatever the cost, I got the feed, I pass that to my queen. Then I pass that girl the D. Then she go and pop that beat.
Yeah.
This right here is for your fiends. Y'all that boy be on that lean. Y'all that girl be blowing trees. Sesame seeds, lima beans, purple stuff, collard greens. Jolly Ranchers, mold please. Jolly Ranchers, mold please. Jolly Ranchers, mold please.
Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should so happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
I'll be getting high. 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 I'll be getting high.
I'll be getting, begin, begin, getting. I'll be getting high.
I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high. I be getting high, I be getting high.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
I be getting high.
The world is filled with suckers. Weed calms a nigga down or else I kill a motherfucker. Now watch me getting high on Cali Joe. My people's never have enough, so I ain't picky, I'm a smoker, so it's all the same. My love for weed will never change. I think I wanna, I'll call my first kid, then I'll call his brother. Third brother's weaker than the others. That's that. Yeah, I love them all. Dagger shows no favoritism. But the police hating, cause they always try to catch me with them. I don't be doing nothing, still they try to pull me under. Wanting me to rat on, bid my deal is selling. Better find another brother, cause I make you understand. I can weed from the rich to go and smoke with the needy. If everyone was smoking weed, the world would be a better place. Except most people rather hate, so I'll just stay in outer space. Cause I'll be getting high. 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 I be getting high.
I be getting, begin, begin, getting. I be getting high.
I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting high.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
Weed is from the earth, it don't do nothing but grow. You just break it down and roll it up and spark it and go. So, nope, it's the medicine I favor most. No matter how much I smoke and choke, I never overdose. Some people think it's gross, start talking shit and causing drama. They don't know the power of all this marijuana, smoking Obama. So, make a change, now my head is spinning, cause I'm puffing on this. I don't be skipping, I be hitting if I see a blunt.
I smoke the whole
boys.
Yeah, I'm off that bubble gum. But you can keep the script, pass the wheelers, rip a bone.
Smoke it, dude.
Yeah, I'm off that Cheech and Chong.
Why
it's Deffy thought he did the beat. He knew that I would smoke a sack and have it back within a week. So let me know if they still feeling what the dagger said. And you ain't gotta dance and spark it up, lean and bob your head. I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high. We make me analytical. I bet if I stop smoking, I will be a criminal. Let the niggas make their money. They ain't doing nothing evil. I ain't even tripping. The Cali about to make it legal. You think I'm smoking now? Watch how I'll be smoking then. I'll fill my lungs with THC and push out all the oxygen. I still avoid the cops or hating, just don't ever stop. If not, cause I'm scared. Them motherfuckers make me crack my box. Then they take a nigga weak cause they don't want to buy their own. You can have that little sack you didn't find a whole zone. Now let's get back to work. They tried to make the dagger slip, and I don't sell for any weed. I get on smoking all of it. Throwing up my duffel weed smokers and the west side. Our growers and sellers, cause without them, there's no
weed.
Smoked some shit the other day that had me paralyzed and stuff. But
this shit right here,
it's gonna fuck me up. I'll be getting high, 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 I'll be getting high.
I'll be getting, begin, begin, getting, I'll be getting high.
I'll be
But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life.
Welcome, Jeff, to our home.
Thanks, Mrs. S. House rules.
Unfortunately, there's a stern side to the welcome basket.
No smoking pot.
Mom, Jeff needs it. He's got a prescription. He has a compulsive disorder that could get really bad if he goes off his medication.
Oh, shut up, Haley. That's not true. Look, it's not even my rule. It's your dad's. You think I wouldn't like to spark up a doober every now and again? Just take a nice, slow, extra careful drive. But, Mom...
It's okay, Haley. I can handle it. I mean, weed's the thing I care about the most, but maybe that should be you.
Aw. Thanks, Jeff. Man, you got me thinking about weed now. That stuff makes me want to drink so much soda. I smoke a bone, then I drain a 2 liter of Sunkist in like a second. Freaks people out.
Check out my boy the Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen, or press 1 and join in.
That's right, y'all. We back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If I sound a little bit more mellow, it's because, yes, I am really high. That was a proper smoke session. I smoked like 2 blunts to the neck. I'm feeling good right now. And I think my shit's working. So, hold on, let's see. MIA, you still good?
Yep.
All right, but so just make it so, just make it so.
You sound high in a motherfucker.
What's up?
I say you sound high as fuck now.
I do. I'm really calm right now. I'm just like, ooh. You know what I mean? This is why self-medication is the way to go. I'm sorry. If you don't do anything else, definitely smoke some weed. Like, well, I'm not going to tell people to smoke weed. If you don't need to smoke weed, that's fine. Me, I need to smoke weed. I got issues. I got problems. And weed helps keep me mellow. But just some news real quick, just some shit I noticed. And since the playoffs is going on right now, I thought this was kind of funny. Hey, you know who Mookie Blaylock is? You ever heard of that name before?
I'm not too up to date now.
Who's that? Okay. Well, no, it's cool because, I mean, he's an older basketball player. He hasn't played in the league for a little while. It's just funny, though, because he is facing charges in a fatal head-on crash in Atlanta. So I just found that very interesting. They're trying to decide if he's going to face serious charges yet because they have not been able to speak with Blaylock.
So he just ran into somebody head-on?
I mean, that's what the story is right now. I mean, that's what the accident, because, you know, they're trying to figure out whose fault it was. But the person that he hit died.
So that's shit. What I'm saying. So it's kind of hard.
Yeah, he could be facing like vehicular manslaughter and shit. Like that ain't a cool little thing right there. If they find out that it's gonna be, if they find out that it's his fault, because the last update on him, they said he was awake but groggy. They said he was in critical condition, but then they moved him up to stable. But like the other lady, like straight died. So they're just waiting to get his, I guess, his statement right now and what happened. But he was like, for those that don't know who Mookie Blaylock is, like I said, he was the first round draft pick by the New Jersey Nets out of Oklahoma. This was like in 1989. And he used to, you know, do kind of blocks and everything like that. He was doing all kind of shit back in the day. I remember, like I said, he was a cool man, had a good name. They said he was driving an SUV that collided Friday with a van after crossing the center line in the Atlanta suburb of Jonesboro, police said. The crash killed Monica Murphy, 43. Her husband was driving the van and suffered a broken ankle. So he, like, they're saying, according to this, that he just drove over the line and just went head on into traffic. Now,
He was stressing.
Crazy. So I don't know. I'll try to keep people updated. I don't know if anybody super, super cares about that. But, I mean, it's just some interesting shit out there going on right now in the world. Some more news right there, right now. Any movies you've seen lately? You been to the box office? You been to the box office lately?
Well, I've seen a couple of new movies. I didn't see Fast and Furious 6, but I've seen the People's movie because I like to try to watch comedy or something like action that's going to get me going if I'm going to pay my money.
So you said you saw Fast 6? So a little quick review.
No,
I didn't see that, but I heard
it wasn't really that worth it, so I didn't.
Well, in my opinion, what I'm going to say about it is, because I saw it, if you just wanted to go see some, if you want to go see some action, some cars, you know, you want to go see some fights, shit get blown up, you know, stunts and shit, then yeah, go see the movie if that's the type of shit you want to see. You know, you don't need to go see it just because, ooh, it's number 6 and, you know, the storyline.
Yeah, I mean, that's why,
you know,
I think a lot of the people are going to see it because it's like a sequel. So it's like,
you don't need to see it.
You know?
So the storyline is predictable. I mean, you kind of already know what's going to happen. It's nothing surprising. I mean, the only thing you're really going to go see is how these motherfuckers drive and how good they make it look and everything like that. So don't go in there expecting some shit. Like I said, get nice and high, maybe sneak in some liquor or something. If you want to go chill and relax, yeah, you can go watch that shit. But don't be in there, like, expecting no glorious all kind of whatever because you're going to be disappointed. Now the other movie they talking shit about lately, I don't know if I want to go see it. A few people have told me they want to go see it, After Earth, the Will Smith and with his son movie. I don't know about that one. I'm not too sure about this movie, only because his views. Number one, like, Jaden Smith and Will Smith together, I don't think that'll actually work, at least because to me, they're exactly the same. There's nothing really different about their age. They're exactly the same. I mean, I know it's his son and everything. I mean, you know how some people are like different from their kids, or they different, or the kids have different like mannerisms maybe, or personalities a little bit. You know, most of the people just share looks when it comes to their kids. These two are exactly the same as far as, you know, their comedy, how they try to crack jokes, how they act. You know what I mean? Everything's exactly the same. Why do I want to see two different versions of the same person? And then it's funny because I say that because I gave the boy a chance when he came out. When they redid the Karate Kid, I was like, okay, all right, they put the little black kid, Will Smith's son, on a Karate Kid
movie.
And shit.
Really,
let me go.
Movie,
I'm not gonna diss it. You know, it was a cool little. They did that. Jackie Chan in there playing. You know, I like the little thing they did on there, so it's cool. You know, but at the same time, I'm looking at the movie and I'm just thinking in my head, like, this is just really just a mini version of Will Smith, like, for real. Like, his jokes he was trying to crack, trying to dance around. You, like, remember the movie? Like, you remember how he was doing? It was just him. So,
yeah.
So I don't think, and then it's also
funny. I don't
know,
that shit is a little bit too weird to me how, you know, they came, how Will and Jada Kids came out looking exactly like. It kind of seemed like they clumped them or something. You feel me? Like, just like, it's funny as you say, he acts just exactly like Will. Because I was like, damn, you know, they do look too much alike. Like, it don't make no sense. Like,
and then he also, and then it's also funny because if you notice, like, Will Smith, the last couple of movies he done did, he really was like by himself. I've always noticed this about Will Smith. You know, like, I Am Legend, or wait, not that. Was that movie? No. whatever movie. Gosh, this is why I need somebody that goes. That movie where he was all by himself, he was the last person on Earth or some shit or whatever. People know that. I want to say
yeah.
I Am Legend, but I don't think that's what the name of the movie was. But that one, you know, like I, Robot. A lot of the movies that he's been in lately has just been really just him. You know, nobody else around him, anything like that. And he's been playing a lot of movies. Hancock, you know, no real major people outside of just him. And it's funny now he's trying to go all major and shit, and the only person he's trying to go major with is his son. It's only him and his son in the movie. And according to what I heard about it, it's like his son is basically more so about his son than him. So I don't know.
I guess he's trying to get his son out there, put him on the map, make him some money.
I don't know, man. But see, that's what, it's just like artists in the rap game that do that. Like when Master P tries to put like Lil Romeo out there and everything, or you know, kids, rappers try to put their kids out there. Does that shit ever really work? They said the box office that it was like. They said the movie ain't making the money it was supposed to. They're praying that the overseas money is going to bring it back. They're saying so far it's flopping. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, because I think that they should have gave them something a little bit more exciting or like. Something different, you know what I mean? Like, just like you say, it is kind of like movies where it's just, oh, just Will, and it's just, so now it's just one of him, with him just his son, and I know that's like,
and then,
like
and
one
then the
of the
movie
first movies
about,
that they put out that's action with him and his son, but it's like, do it different. Give me some horror action or some shit like that. Do something. I want to see Will Smith do something he ain't never did before. I ain't really seen him in no horror movies, you know what I mean?
But he ain't going to do... But he ain't gonna do nothing like that. You know, it's funny how
he
niggas get at 13.
He movies, but you know what I mean? He needs to be some. He needs to give us something that we're not expecting.
Yeah, but nigga, he just feels he can. He's one of the people like, you know, the type of people that just feel they can do whatever they want to, and it's just gonna work out. It's gonna be okay, and it's gonna happen. So,
that's how
a lot of people
are.
It's just crazy. But yeah, I found that funny. And just real quick, y'all. So just. Six positions employers are always hiring for. I need to look at this myself, but I want to share as well because I know some of y'all out there maybe in my position right now and need to be looking at some work or trying to find some shit. So accountants are the number one career right now. If you're good with numbers, I can't fuck with numbers. I can't do it. I couldn't be an accountant. I can't. That's way too many plus, minus, negative, divide, percentage. Nah, that's way too much. And then being an accountant, that means you fucking with people's money. You put somebody's money in the wrong place or something, or lose some money somewhere. It's, hell no.
Nah.
You know, nah, you fucking with nobody's bank accounts. But again, if you're good at accounting, like I said, get an accountant gig. They're really in demand right now and always will be. What else we got? Dental hygienists. For those of y'all maybe in those school programs or anything, dental hygienists, that's
yeah,
those
make some good money.
So if you're in it, stick with it. It's going to work out, so keep that pushing. What's this? A market research analyst. Now, let me see. Now, I don't really know what this is. Let me read a little bit now. Do you have your finger on the pulse on what's current today? Why not? Hone that natural gift and pursue a career in market research analyst. Employers are hungry to find qualified people with these talents to fill our open positions. All right, now what they're needed for? You need a bachelor's degree in market research and or a related field to get started. Many analysts have degrees in computer science, math, statistics, background in business administration, communications, and social sciences. All right, y'all, that sounds like some shit. Like I said, I need to go back to school, too, because I'm dumb. Because I only got a couple of credits to finish. I need to go get my damn BA and just call it a day. What else we got? Network computer systems administrators. All right, now, were you the kind of kid that was always trying to figure out how things work? Nope, that wasn't me. But if that was you, apply to the curiosity of computer systems and you could be poised to snag a position as a network or computer systems administrator. Yeah, now I can believe this, man. With the way computers are taking over and technology is just getting better and better and all kind of shit. Learn how to work these computers and know how to like think hackers. Remember the movie Hackers? Did you ever see Hackers in my? The old school Angelina Jolie, like young Angelina Jolie when she's.
Oh yeah, I did see that movie.
Yeah,
when she was hacking everything.
Yeah, niggas, y'all need to learn how. And that was old school. Like, think now. Like, y'all gotta, if you know how to get on that shit, y'all network and computer systems.
Exactly. Go get it, make that money. Go get it.
Get on that shit. and a professional financial advisor. Now, this is something else. Like I said, I'm not going to be involved in this because I'm not good at telling people what to do with their money, and people are going to do what they want to do with their money anyway. But you already know that money talks, but did you know that it also provides a great career for financially savvy people who want to help others plan for the future and manage their nest egg? So, again, basically, if you're good with your money and you got it or whatever and you know how to manage it and you want to help share that gift with somebody else, there are jobs and there's a market out there for that where you can help people get their shit together. So if you're good at that, like I said, make sure y'all check some of this shit out, man. I'm trying to help.
Yeah, we do more things over here than smoke and do music. We actually trying to get y'all guys employed. You feel me?
And then let's see what we got last here. Now, medical and health service managers. Now, do you have natural leadership skills and compassion? Consider pursuing a career as a medical and health service manager. Now, this is not medical weed, y'all. I know that's what I thought at first, too. I just want to make sure this is clear that this is not that kind of medical service, all right? This is actual, like, medical field. Think like the dentist industry, but on the other side with the stethoscopes and shit like that, all right? Now, you can help improve the quality and efficiency of healthcare in your town and help fill another open position in need of someone with the right qualifications. Medical and health service managers direct and coordinate the healthcare services of a medical facility. All right, says the U.S. Department, common duties include keeping up to date with new health laws and regulations, managing their facility finances, and making schedules for their employees. So, again, if you have any type of manager experience, if you're interested in health, want to make sure, you know, old people stay old a little bit longer, you know, people don't die over dumb shit. You know, if you want to play house or, you know, what's the other one, Nurse Jackie, you know, if you want to be one of them, it's cool. You know what I mean? Get out here, do what you guys got to do, do what you want to do. And just be real with that shit. Like I said, I want y'all working. I want everybody making that honest money. On top of making that other money if you got to, I don't doubt nobody, all right? But don't make that honest money if you can, because ain't nothing like that honest check, all right? And, so we're going to get ready to get up out of here, y'all, because I'm going to hold on, my bad. I was over there reading shit. What to do, Queen? How you feeling?
I'm good. How about you?
Chilling. Hi. I was looking at some jobs, some careers and shit, trying to help. You know, we try to help every now and then because it's stupid to not get a job if you can't get a job. So we try. Like,
right.
How are you feeling?
I could be better, but I'm alive. You know, keep it mm-hmm. moving. just fresh off work, finally got back to the house.
Yeah.
On
that one, I'm just like trying to get things together.
Okay, well, thanks for checking in at least real quick. We was just ready to get out. So for those that don't know, go ahead and let people know where they can find you, where they can holler at you at, all that good shit.
Of course, you can find me here every Wednesday on Bang Out Radio with my host, The Dagger. You guys can also find me on Twitter.com/CaliQueenB, that's Queen with a W. Let's see, you guys can also send me your music. Actually, I need to go and do that right now. I was told that I have emails in there, so Dagger, be checking your email. I got some new stuff coming in.
Yes, ma'am.
You guys can send me your music at QueenV, that's VEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that is QueenV, VEE1991@gmail.com. And, y'all talk to me. I'll talk back.
Yes, ma'am. And MIA, go ahead. Let them know they can find you. Out any shout-outs you want to give real quick?
Man, I don't know. I just want to give a shout-out to all my real ones out. You know me? It's the real chick takeover. Shout out to all my squads, Boss Fly, BOSG, you know. Catch me on Reverb Nation at BSORreal, that's MIASOREAL. And yes, we're doing it big. Westside, Saint Side, take over. That's what I do.
Yes, yes, and of course, y'all, The Dagger. L.A. West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, Slap Sundays. It's been a pleasure every Sunday, 7 to 9. Y'all know where it's at. Keep sending in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Like I said, your music, MP3 format, you want to set up interviews, Dagger's Beauties of the Week. If any kind of networking, that's the best way to holler at me. You can find me on Facebook. Also, when you send in your music, try to send in a promo picture as well as a bio if you would like. I mean, I'm just trying to help promote y'all as much as possible, do what I can, but I need as much information as I can get so I can put it out there where I can put it out there, all right? What else? Let's go through the lineup as always. You know, Slap Sundays every Sunday, 7 to 9. Slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. I'm playing the top slappers from all independent artists from around the world. Triple M show every Monday, 7 to 9. Same time, same place, but just all music. No talk at all. Just kick back, relax. West Coast Wednesday, some nights. Me, Queen V. Adult Matters and Adult Topics, 9 to 11 every Wednesday night. And then, of course, Fuck You Fridays every Friday, 6 to 8, where it's usually all talk. I've been playing kind of lazy over there because, like I said, I'm going through some shit already. I'm waiting for that shit to pan out and finish so then I can talk about it, you know, a little bit more finalized. But, like I said, we're going to get back into the swing of things on Fuck You Fridays. Don't even trip, but every Friday, 6 to 8. So that's where it is. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Just a little word, warning, just in case. The bills are due over here, and I'm trying to hustle up some things so I can make sure things do stay on. But in case they don't, I will promise that you guys will at least hear my voice at the beginning of every show, because I do get at least 30 minutes. I will not leave anybody hanging, and I will let people know what's going on. So just make sure you tune in to at least know what's going on, all right? That's just my word. So, yeah, we'll see y'all on Wednesday. Well, no, not Wednesday. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Triple M show, all right? 7 to 9, and yeah, there it is. Slap Sundays. Dagger, I'm out.
Some eyes will lose the hottest. I be going ham, that's why they calling me the murderer.
I be going ham.